It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10am on K-Rock 955.
I'm a bit funny with my food. In the sense that I don't eat cheesecake, there's a few things I won't eat. You know?
Why? Cheesecake is amazing.
It's too much cheese.
It's not. It's not. And it's not the name. I think people think cheesecake, they think cake of cheddar or cake of tasty.
Yeah, no. I just can't eat that much cheese.
It's
sorry.
Not. It's cream cheese. It's
well, see, and that's the thing. I don't like cream cheese. Because that's just, it's very bland and yuck.
What?
Cream cheese. Get away. Get out of my face.
Have you tried the Philly tip over sweet chili Philly?
Yeah, I have, and I don't want to admit I like it.
Well, there you go. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'd never go out and buy it. I'll eat it if there's nothing else to dip me biscuit in.
Okay.
So then, you know, that flows on to cottage cheese as well, which we have around the house because it's good for, you know, the kid, and Carlia eats it quite a bit, and I can eat it, stuff like that, and ricotta and whatnot.
Yeah.
If it's mixed in with something.
Okay.
So if the dinner contains ricotta, then I'll eat it.
As no one's asking you to eat it individually.
As long as it's not too much ricotta. If it's mainly ricotta, I'm out.
Okay.
But cottage cheese. Carly was having some cottage cheese, I think, on toast or something yesterday. I walked past in the kitchen and I looked at the tub and I looked at the cheese on the toast, and I looked at the tub again and I thought, they've got the marketing wrong. They've not nailed selling cottage cheese.
Yeah, what could be done better?
Well, they just need to sex it up a bit.
Sex up cottage cheese.
Yeah, just make it a bit sexier. I reckon I would be more into it if it was a sexier thing, like if it was, you know, I don't know, but it's just to look at. And then the name.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's quite chunky and gross looking, even though it doesn't have that much of a taste. But then to call it cottage cheese, a bit dumpy, you know?
Like, I think see, this is the hard thing. Mm. It's hard when your product is used as a description for medical conditions.
What?
Like you might get asked by the doctors, is it got a bit of a cottage cheese look about it?
Oh, my God. You never say, forget I said anything. You never make that sexy.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
COVID. Things have changed.
Yeah, they have. And there's COVID normal and all this sort of stuff now, which we're getting used to.
Yeah.
But the thing is that we have to be vigilant, and we know that when the government say they give us that information, the government will be like, hey, we've found some new COVID cases.
Yes.
Just be aware that if you visited any of these places, you may have to get tested.
Yeah.
And that happened in Sunbury. So 7 locations have been named as possible exposure sites. And, you know, this happened the other day as well. There was one that came out and they were like, hey, if you've been to any of these places, just be aware.
Yeah.
Right? These places included Dan Murphy's.
Yeah, great.
In Sunshine.
Yeah, sure.
Off Your Tree. In Water Gardens?
Yep.
And then Marciano's Cakes in Maidstone.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm getting the vibe there, yeah?
That's a party. That's what that is. Someone's had a party.
I know. And then, so now, the latest ones, and these are all in Sunbury, obviously not here. So there's Celebrations, there's Baker's Delight, there's the Deli, there's a sushi place. Anyway, it just kind of got me thinking, right? I'm a bit worried. It's in my head now. That obviously if I had symptoms, I would definitely get tested.
Obviously,
right?
yeah.
But I just think, because you always think you don't want to be the one, yeah? You don't want to be the one that's spreading it everywhere.
God, no.
And you don't want to be the one that's on the news. And also, you don't want to be the one that there's a list of the shops that you visited that are on display for everyone to see.
That's right. So they're being so specific and it just paints a real picture of your day, doesn't it?
I know. It's like, so we went to Dan's and then we went to Off Your Tree and then we got a bit hungry and we went to get some cakes.
Weird.
Like,
how does that happen?
And, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up.
Yeah.
It's just like.
So I've gone to a leather goods shop and then I've gone to a cream factory.
And then I've gone to a horse riding place.
Yes. Far out.
I've gone to a fruit store.
Yeah, just don't go anywhere until COVID is over.
I know, that's the lesson.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
On K-Rock.
Got a situation. A mate, he lives out at Durang. He's not lived there that long.
Mm.
And he's in a position where he's finally bought himself some pets, some animals. He doesn't have any animals on the property until now.
Mm.
In fact, he reckons it's his first time as an adult having a pet that isn't swimming in a bowl.
Oh, bless.
Yeah. Chickens can swim, though.
Can they?
Fun fact.
Okay.
If you have a pool and you've got chickens, they will swim in it.
How about you just Google it first?
No, I've seen it.
Okay, good.
Anyway, he bought four adorable Isa Browns. There's Mumsy, Duster, Yoko Ono, as in Y-O-L-K.
Yoko.
And he can't think of a fourth name, so we need your help.
And look, I don't want to be ragging on you, mate, but I'm glad that he's come to you for help.
Why? Because those first three names are rubbish. I like Yoko Ono.
I like Yoko Ono.
I think Mother Hen is Mumsy.
Yeah.
And we're not really sure about the Duster. I came up with Cluckle Duster.
Oh, be so careful. I feel so sick when you say that.
I just know how his mind works. I feel like that's probably where he was going with that one. But we do need to name that fourth chicken. I haven't asked him yet, but I feel like we might be able to get the chicken to come in and accept its name.
I would love that.
Live,
we could have
air.
A live ceremony.
Yeah. Donna in Cario, what's your suggestion for naming this brown hen?
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Great,
good.
Thanks. What do you got for us?
I've got Nugget.
Nuggets?
No.
No, you don't like? Oh,
no.
You're very... Yeah.
No, because do you know why? Because I feel sad.
You're talking to the wrong person here, Donna, because you got a bleeding heart over here for the animals.
Oh, it's cute and it's funny.
It is.
No, and I don't know.
I mean, that is a cute nickname. Nuggets, come on. Eat your seeds.
Oh, no, yeah, and then we'll eat you. No.
Well, there's nothing. He's not said anything about eating these.
Oh, well, we don't know yet, do we? Maybe Nugget will give him an idea. Nicole from Mount Dunedin, name this chicken. What do you think?
Look, I think it's a great name. It's not necessarily kid-friendly if you've got the kids yelling it out.
Oh, hang on.
Is it safe for kids in the car?
No, it's radio-friendly. It's radio-friendly.
Okay, good. All right.
People can slip up.
Yeah.
It would be Mother Clucker.
Yes.
Okay.
I like it. It's kind of like Cluckle Duster.
Yeah.
It's borderline.
Very on the same line.
Yeah. Okay, I'm very scared.
Children.
Yeah, okay. Yes. I like that.
I like that one too. I do like that one, but I'm scared still.
I am nervous now to go to Kerry in Mount Dunedin. Two callers in a row from Mount Dunedin. That's not a thing. What's the name for the chicken?
Well, I actually had Nuggets, so I can't go on the lines now. So you know what? I'll go with something different but along the food line, and I think maybe stir fry.
No!
Stir fry. Oh.
No.
I don't know.
You know, there's so many other options.
Stir fry.
No.
Come get your dinner.
No.
Tanya in Lovely Banks, do you have chickens yourself?
No, my son actually had some, though, in primary school that he used to look after, and he was obsessed.
Yeah.
So, loves them. So I had to actually just drop him off at school. So he's asked me to ring you and give you his suggestion.
Bless.
Good.
Okay.
Massive Marvels fan.
Yeah.
He said, Chook Hemsworth.
Chook Hemsworth instead Chris Hemsworth.
Yes.
Yep.
Or Liam, really. I mean, but not
whichever,
really.
Whichever Hemsworth you'd like to choose, you can choose it.
I like that.
Hemsworth is the fun bit of that, I think.
Chook Hemsworth. Okay, I'm writing it down. I like that, Tanya. Wayne in Highton, what name this chicken?
Okay, I was thinking to go with your Star Wars theme.
Yes,
Princess
nice.
Princess Leia.
Princess Leia.
Yeah, like laying eggs.
Okay, well, maybe he can change one of the names.
Yeah.
Maybe it can be Star Wars themes Chook.
Well, so we'll have Han Solo and Princess Leia.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You're not liking that?
Well, I don't mind it because he did say he was open to changing Duster.
Mm.
Changing the third chicken's name. Alice, you're in Langwarrin. You probably have a bit of space for chickens in Langwarrin.
Yeah, a bit of space.
Yeah, yeah. What's your name?
Hen Solo.
Oh,
okay.
Loggy came up with that before. You must have missed it when we said on air. Hen Solo was great.
So I didn't.
That would work with Princess Leia.
Yes.
Perfect.
No, that's good. Do you have any other names up your sleeve?
On the spot. Question without notice. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Sir Quack-a-Lot.
Well, that's a duck.
No.
What's in the water in Langwarrin? Not ducks. Sam in Newtown, wrap this up for us, mate. What would you know? She's gone too. She's hung up. I feel so bad.
Oh, Alice.
Sam in Newtown, wrap this up for us. What do you reckon? What should we name the chicken?
I'm thinking I was first, as in, you know, what came first.
Ah! Or just first.
Yeah. Or just first,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I like it.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice.
Clever.
Well, there are a few.
Bit wordy, though, that one. Oh, this is great. I'll let you know. We'll report back tomorrow of what he says and which one he goes with.